This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
One of the benefits of going to an Arab country is immersion. Immersion in the language, immersion in the culture, immersion in the environment, where you are constantly having to be put in situations where you are practicing Arabic, hearing Arabic, breaking that barrier where you feel embarrassed to speak, but you are put into situations where you have to force yourself to speak. And this is one of the best ways to learn the language. It's going to be for 1 month. So the aim is within 1 month, you will be exposed to the Arabic language intensively. And by the end of it, inshallah, you would have developed your ear, developed your tongue, developed your heart and mind so that you will be able to understand a khutbah. You'll be able to speak well to an audience. You'll be able to sit in majalis of ilm and understand and interact with the scholars in the Arabic language.
Arabic language for us is a very important language. And one thing, remember, the Quran said, whenever Allah SWT sent a messenger, He sent the messenger in the language of the people. You know what language means? Language does not mean really only a certain words and expression. Language actually more than that. That is the people's culture, people's mind, you know, how people meet each other, what the tradition is, you know, what the norms are. One needs to learn all that. Certainly, you know, people, Arab people now, they are not the same at the time of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Still they have got many things coming from that time. Many traditions, many cultures, and also the language they speak, you know, many things from the same time. So if we want really to be part of that language, the way is that we should mix with Arab people. We should spend some time, you know, in that culture and with those people. So then we learn Arabic language, is how to speak, how to write with them, you know, practice more and more. And then also we learn their culture. We become familiar with their food, you know, also with their habits. So we know the people well. So, you know, when you read the Quran and Hadith, so many things, many expressions comes, or many, you know, names of the foods and traditions come in the Quran and Sunnah. So you can relate them very well. So Alhamdulillah, this initiative is very important. As-salam, I have been successful, Alhamdulillah, for a while in teaching Arabic language, you know, and the Islamic sciences. But now this initiative, which help people, the students, they spend some time in one of the Arab countries, they improve their Arabic language, especially the speaking part and also maybe writing part, and they become aware really the Arab culture and the people there. And also we need to know the country, Arab country. So when you are there, you can discuss with the people. So Alhamdulillah, it is a good program, and I strongly, you know, encourage everybody that, you know, every year some students should actually make effort to go there and spend at least 1 month there, and it will help them.
I do hope you can all register and join us, inshallah, because one of the 5 skills of learning a language is conversation, and learning how to speak is very difficult to do outside of the environment. So we hope this is an event which will provide a wonderful platform for you to develop those skills.